This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Periodically through the late winter, we've been updating you on the return of right whales to Cape Cod Bay. This past week saw an increase in sightings of the rare mammals in our waters. To fill us in is Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo, a senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies. Hi, Stormy.
Hi, Steve.
Stormy, when we last spoke a little more than a month ago, an aerial survey had just spotted 9 right whales in Cape Cod Bay, and you were anticipating the arrival of bigger numbers. Tell us, what has your aerial spotter team been seeing?
Well, I look good this time because over the last week we've had over 50 animals. In fact, yesterday something in excess of 70 whales were seen in the central part of Cape Cod Bay. So we've seen that very dramatic increase. In fact, this year may be a little more dramatic than usual for this time of year. So it's pretty special.
Now, I understand your spotters have also seen a calf, just one calf. Is that right?
Yeah, my air survey people who do all the hard work in the airplane, working with their air crew, got a look at a mother and calf, the first ones of this year. Each year, the mothers bring their calves up the east coast of the United States, all the way from the coast of Florida and Georgia, where they're given birth and come into our waters. The mother was feeding and the calf was nursing. So just a very special sighting of the next generation of this nearly extinct species.
It must be a thrilling moment for the spotters to be able to report back that they've seen a calf.
Yes, it's for them it is, and for all of us working with these rare animals, it's really quite heartening to see them come back and with the next generation. Obviously, the future of this species depends on that next generation, and Cape Cod Bay is where they make their part of their living after having been birthed 1,000 miles south of here.
Stormy, what happens next seasonally? So here comes, we've seen the big bump up in numbers. Do we see more whales throughout the next month or so?
I think we often track the food concentrations. They're here to feed, and our latest information from my crew who operates from a boat is that there is very rich zooplankton, again, the microscopic plankton that these whales eat. So I think there's good reason to believe that the whales will be here for substantially more weeks. It's hard always to predict that, but if we don't get a big storm in here, I think we're going to see them increase in numbers, and they will put on dramatic shows occasionally seen from the beach.
Give us a little bit of context here, because we hear about this every year, here come the right whales, but I think it's easy to lose sight of just how dramatic this is and how rare these animals are.
Right. Well, this is perhaps the rarest of all the whales. It was hunted extensively in our waters, and so they're suffering still from that heavy hunting. The numbers are very low. They are seen, in fact, their habitat is across the entire Atlantic Ocean, but only 500 of them remain. And here in Cape Cod Bay, we see the highest concentrations over the last 4 or 5 years. The highest concentrations seen anywhere in the Atlantic are in our little embayment. And I think people don't realize, those of us who live on Cape Cod and take these things as kind of regular events, that this is a remarkable place, truly a remarkable place on Earth, where this exceptionally rare mammal comes in large numbers. And every year they do it. They did it when my ancestors hunted them. But now their numbers are so low, partly because of my ancestors, that we can still see them here off of our beaches. And that's a very special situation.
Dr. Charles Stormy Mayo is senior scientist at the Center for Coastal Studies. Stormy, thanks for speaking with us.
You bet, Steve. Good to talk with you.